Hello everyone, this is the Hand on Roar creator and host Andy Barge here with a quick message before this episode starts. I'd like to share with you that I've written a book about the Scotland men's team's journey to Euro 2020 and it's being released with Pitch Publishing on the 20th of February. It's called A Nation Again and it features exclusive conversations with and the memories of more than a dozen members of the squad and staff who navigated the Nations League group and playoffs to get us back to a major tournament. So the book begins at the point Gordon Strachan leaves his position after the draw in Slovenia and culminates with a shootout win in Belgrade, and it charts all the ups and downs along the way. So if this sounds like it's up your street, the book is available to pre-order just now. There should be a link on the Hand and Roar Twitter page, but you can also just Google A Nation Again, Pitch Publishing, and you can follow the first link onto their website, and it'll give you a few options from there. So I'm excited about this, nervous as well, I suppose, but I've had great encouragement since announcing it. It was around 18 months of hard work, so it's really appreciated. Thank you to everyone for that. And if you decide to pick it up, I hope you enjoy reminiscing about a fairly turbulent but ultimately successful few years for the national team. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the episode.
Look, it slightly favours the right footer here, but Griffiths, having got the goal, goes again.
Quick pardon, tries it, don't know. Long, we over. Oh, what a goal! What a goal!
Oh, McCulloch saved it in! Ferguson, Douglas again, it's there, and here comes up, chance, goal, Scotland have scored,
it's
Welcome to the Hampden Roar podcast, the first one of 2023. Happy New Year to everyone and thanks for tuning in once again. We're pretty much halfway through the national team's enforced hiatus. There's time to fill for us as Scotland fans. So this is what we're going to do over the next 6 to 8 weeks. I, your host Andy Barge, have devised a national team quiz involving the guests and contributors to the podcasts, 8 of them in total. And that's the perfect equation for a knockout tournament starting at the quarterfinal stage. So a Scotland quiz on a weekly basis for the next, what would that be, 8 weeks, I suppose. So the draw is as follows. Alan Risk of the Air Force One account against Graham Brown of the Hampden Collection. Gordon Sheark of the Tartan Scarf against Lewis Irons of the BBC. Ben Ramage of the SFSA against the author of World Cup 98 Scotland Story, Neil Doherty. But first, tonight, a real heavyweight clash. I've had to fight off the BBC and TalkSport to get the rights to this one. It's the Scotsman and Edinburgh Evening News' Barry Anderson against author of Scotland's Swedish Adventure, John Blaisdell. Gents, welcome to the ring.
Thank you, Andy. I'm not sure it'll be a very welcoming ring come the end of it, but
no, I'm really
psychology here, Barry. That's my job. You're the journalist here. You should know more than me.
Allegedly.
Have you not seen Barry's Twitter mentions? Come on. So what we'll do is 5 rounds. I'm not going to score it for a tennis match example where you win a set, so you don't win a round. Your points just tally up and go on and go on and go on and go on. So the first round is career paths. So I've tried to make the first ones fairly gettable and then harder as the round goes on. So what I'll do to decide who goes first here, or to give you both a choice of who wants to go first. Fastest, mouth first. Who scored against Sweden at Italia 90?
Sure, McCall Mo Johnson.
I think John got that. Okay, so John, you're up first then. So what we'll do is career paths. I will give you starting year and the end year or current or still going year of each of the player. That will get you 1 point if you get the player correct. If you need a clue, I will give you their position, not precisely, but defender, a goalkeeper, defender, midfielder or attacker. If you need that clue to get the answer, that will get you half a point.
Yep.
And if you don't get it in this round, it doesn't go to Barry. So there's no stealing involved in this round. So the first one, this player made his debut in 2014. So he's still playing. Nottingham Forest, Bradford City on loan, Leipzig, West Brom, Celtic loan, Alaves loan, Sheffield United, Millwall on loan, Werder Bremen.
You run out of clubs there for him, Ollie Park.
It's Ollie Park, 1 point for John. If you know the answer, by the way, feel free to jump in. But if you spunk your load and get it wrong, then tough. It's first answers only, okay? But if you feel like you know it easily, while I'm listing off the clubs, jump in, because I feel like you knew Ollie Burke there as soon as I said Leipzig. Okay. Right, coming to you now, Barry. Started in 2001 and retired in 2019. Kilmarnock, Rangers, Middlesbrough, Nottingham Forest on loan, Eskişehirspor, Portland Timbers, Kilmarnock, Rangers, Kilmarnock.
Chris Boyd.
That is Chris Boyd. Point for Barry. Nice and simple start, fellas. Okay, over to you again, John. Started in 1990, retired in 2011. If you want, by the way, if you both have a pen and paper, feel free to jot down notes if you feel you need to on this. Started in 1990, retired in 2011. Arsenal, Luton Town on loan, Brighton on loan, Man City, Leicester City, Blackburn Rovers, Man City again. You're nodding, do you think you know it?
Continue the rest of the clubs, I think I know it.
Man City, Crystal Palace on loan, Blackpool on loan, Leicester City, Derby County on loan, Leeds, Oldham.
I thought on you, and it retired in 2019?
No, 1990 to 2011.
2011, so is it Paul Dickov?
It's Paul Dickov. There you went. I really hope that when it comes to the fourth and fifth levels that you don't just breeze through it and my hard questions aren't made to look extremely simple. Right, okay. Barry, this one started in 1991 and ended in 2011, so almost an identical time frame. Dunfermline, Celtic, Wolves, Aberdeen, Falkirk, Partick Thistle. I'll say that again. Started in 1991. Dunfermline, Celtic, Wolves, Aberdeen, Falkirk, Partick Thistle. Ended in 2011.
Jackie McNamara.
Bingo. 2-2. Solid start from the pair of you. John started in 1988 and played until 2008. Greenock Morton, Rangers, Stockport on loan, Toulouse on loan, West Brom, The United, Millwall, St Johnston.
Derek McInnes.
Made light work of that one. Well done. I had no idea until I started putting this together that he played for Toulouse. Okay, coming to you now, Barry. Started in 2009 and still playing. Hull City, Blackburn Rovers on loan, Blackburn Rovers permanently, Fulham.
A bit of a guess, I'm going Tom Kearney.
Shot in the dark is a good one, 3-3. Well done. It's going as I expected it would so far. I'd forgotten about this one, okay.
Cheers. John,
I've tried to make these next two a bit more difficult. Started in 2007 and is still playing. Chelsea, Yeovil Town on loan, Watford on loan, Stockport on loan, permanent move to Brighton, Sunderland, Leeds United on loan, permanent move to Leeds, Nottingham Forest, Bolton on loan, Lincoln City on loan, Lincoln City permanently, and Blackpool. Still playing.
I'm trying to think when this person might have played for Scotland. Can you run to the clubs again, Andy?
Yep. Started in 2007 at Chelsea, Yeovil Town on loan, Watford on loan, Stockport on loan, permanent move to Brighton, Sunderland, Leeds United on loan, permanent to Leeds, Nottingham Forest, Bolton on loan, Lincoln on loan, Lincoln permanently, and now at Blackpool.
I have to sacrifice potential half a point. What position?
Midfielder. This could be a door opener for Barry. I haven't set time restrictions. I'll just need to play each one by ear, and if you think it's going on a bit too long, I might jump in and say.
Not having a clue.
Okay, the answer is Liam Bridcut.
Oh.
Two caps for Scotland between 2013 and 2016. Okay.
That was a good one.
Barry started in 2002 and his last listed club is in 2018. It doesn't officially say that he has retired, but he's certainly not playing at a good level. He must be in the lower league somewhere. So, started in 2002. Blackburn Rovers, Burnley on loan, Gillingham on loan, Ipswich on loan, permanent move to Derby, Preston on loan, Charlton on loan, permanent move to Barnsley, Swindon Town on loan, Swindon Town permanently, Sheffield United, Ross County, Tranmere Rovers, Warrington Town.
No, I think I know this, but
Well, you can take the lead if you get it right, mate. Even with a half point. I can run through it again.
Yeah, run the clubs again.
Started in 2002. Blackburn Rovers.
John, you look more nervous than I do. It's my question.
I know.
Started in 2002. Blackburn Rovers. Burnley on loan. Gillingham on loan. Ipswich on loan. Permanent move to Derby. Preston. Charlton Athletic. Preston on loan. Charlton on loan. Permanent move to Barnsley. Swindon on loan. Permanent move to Swindon. Sheffield United, Ross County, Tranmere, Warrington Town. Nothing to lose. If you get it wrong, it's still 3-3.
Yeah, well coming.
Wrong. The answer is Jay McEvely.
Oh. See, when you mentioned Preston, that was what was making me wonder, because my dad's a Preston fan, and I feel as I should have known that. But I don't know, he played for Preston, to be fair.
So two misses in a row. Here we go for the fifth and final one of the round. John started in 2005 and it has him listed here as still playing, but there are no stats to go with it, so I'm not sure if he actually is really still playing, but he seems to be attached to this club in this current year. Okay, so 2005, Dundee United, Huddersfield Town, Dundee United, Grimsby, Falkirk, Peterhead.
I'm just going to go for this because I think it's this guy, Scott Robertson.
Oh, the answer is Paul Dixon. Three caps.
Oh, of course.
Three caps. So Barry, you can take, well, not take the round, but you can take the lead if you get this one correct here. His debut in 2000 to 2022. Rochdale, Norwich City, Blackpool, Shrewsbury Town on loan, Burnley, Rangers, Wigan, Scunthorpe, Lincoln, Fleetwood, Bolton. Can run through once more if you need a shove.
Debut in 2000, you said?
Debut in 2000 for Rochdale, then Norwich, Blackpool, Shrewsbury on loan, Burnley, Rangers, Wigan, Scunthorpe, Lincoln, Fleetwood, Bolton. Remember, you can get half a point if you need a hint for the position.
I'll go with Bardsley.
No, you should have gone for the half point because it's a goalkeeper, Matt Jilks.
I probably still wouldn't have got that.
Matt Jilks, 3 caps for Scotland over 2012 and 2013. He didn't really waste 3 years of his career at Burnley or Rangers where he made 0 league appearances, did he? Interesting choice there from Matt Jilks. Okay, so that's 3-3 after the first round.
So many bookings in the game, was the attitude of the players a problem?
No, you know, it was a big fight for both teams, and cheats. I think it was a lot of...
Fucking cheats!
Christian!
Well, a little trouble in the tunnel there, but that reflects, I think, the players feel about this defeat.
John, you started that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did, right. So, Barry, you can start the second round, and it's a higher or lower round. I will name a player to start with, and then from there, a domino effect of how many caps, higher or lower. Okay? So, the benchmark here to start with is Ali McCoist was capped 61 times, Barry. Was Roy Aitken capped more or less times than that?
Less.
Roy Aitken was capped 57 times, so tally for Barry. Come to you, John. Roy Aitken was capped 57 times then. Was Richard Gough higher or lower than that?
Higher.
Oof, straight in. And bang on, 61 caps for Richard Gough. Barry, Richard Gough capped 61 times. Was Christian Daly capped higher or lower than that?
Higher.
He was capped higher. 67 times for Christian Daly. Another point to Barry. Okay, John, you know the drill by now. Christian Daly capped 67 times. Was John Collins capped more or less than that?
I think he's lower.
He was. 58 caps for John Collins. So level pegging in this round. Barry, John Collins, 58 caps. Does Andy Robertson have more or less caps than that?
Christ. Andy Robertson's got more.
Oh, he does, he does. By 2, Andy Robertson has 60. Andy Robertson has 60 caps. So another point to Barry Instinct proving good here. Okay, John, Andy Robertson is capped 60 times. Does Scott Brown have more or less caps than Andy Robertson?
I think because he had a hiatus and he also had some injury problems when he first started in the Scotland squad, my guess is less.
It's a good one. He has less. 55 caps for Scott Brown. 100% record in this round so far, guys. Well done. Scott Brown, 55 caps. Barry, does Colin Hendry have more or less than that?
Less.
He does have less. That was a surefire answer there. John, 51 caps then for Braveheart. Joe Jordan, higher or lower?
Oof, that's a tough one. My instinct is telling me that there's a good chance this could be wrong. My instinct is telling me higher.
Correct. 52 caps for Joe Jordan. One more than Colin Hendry. Right, Barry. 52 caps then for Joe Jordan. Does Gary Naismith have more or less than that? Gary Naismith, you're saying, has more caps than Joe Jordan. That is wrong. Gary Naismith has 46 caps in comparison to Joe Jordan's 52. So, chance here for John to take the lead in the quiz. The score is currently 7-7, but you have a question in hand here, John. Gary Naismith, 46 caps. Paul Lambert, higher or lower?
I'm going to guess lower.
Correct. 40 caps for Paul Lambert. John takes the lead and full marks in round two. Well done, John. So the score is currently 8-7. Good, John. Good close contest.
I do know, and you'll have to start thinking about this before you start, yeah, genetically we're behind. We're in the last campaign, we were the second smallest apart from Spain. So that means we have to pick a team tonight that kind of try and combat the height and strength. Even at that, we couldn't combat the height and strength at set place. So genetically, we have to work at things. I don't know, we get big women and men together, see what we can do. But it is a problem for us because we have to fight harder for every ball and jump higher than anybody else because it's easier for these kind of guys.
Round number three, me and the boys play this game a lot when we're out having a pint. It's a lineup game from a famous match. You have to name a Scotland or opposition player that started. The rules are that you just take turns. You get a point per correct answer. You get two lives. So if you fall, two. So there's 2 points on offer here. If you name a sub, whether they came off the bench or not, you will not lose a life, but you'll need to guess again. All right? So the main thing here is name a player that started, you don't lose a life. If you name a sub, you don't lose a life, but you need to guess again. Once your lives are gone, you're out, and it's sudden death. If you drop off first, the other player gets 2 points added to their score. All right? And the match in question is from 2003, Scotland 1, Holland 0. And Barry, you had the honour of going first in the last round, so we'll start with you this time, John.
Rob Douglas.
Correct. James McFadden, correct. Scotland player or opposition player, whatever takes your fancy.
Andre Ouya.
Bringing out the big guns straight away. Well done, John. Andre Ouya, correct. Defender for Holland.
Neil McCann.
Correct.
Darren Fletcher.
Correct.
Stephen Presley.
Correct.
Lee Wilkie.
Well done. Correct.
There's a few Dutch players that I'm trying to think, and
there are 10 Dutch players. 10 Dutch players left to go, and the hardest one is probably gone.
Van Nistelrooy.
Yeah, correct.
Christian Daly.
Correct.
Jackie McNamara.
Correct.
Andy van der Meijden.
Did you watch this game recently, John?
Good show, John. You've
I was at it.
You've got this on loop in your room or something.
Andy van der Meijden just might rattle on the bar a couple of times in this game.
Well, that's a correct answer. So, two lives intact still for everyone. There are three Scotland players left to get from the starting 11. A lot of big names here, Barry. If you feel like you need to pass, then just you can lose a life and we'll move on. I'll need to keep some sort of dignity and decorum over the time.
I'll have a stab in the dark. Rafael van der Vaart.
bench, so you don't lose a life, but you need to go again now.
Okay, Graham Alexander.
Bench. So that's I should have clarified. Sorry, at the start, if two bench players are named in a row, that's a life lost. John.
Paul Dickov.
Correct. Back to you, Barry. You're on thin ice.
Yeah, I'm indeed.
Two Scotland players to go and eight Dutch players to go.
Gary Naismith.
Naismith's correct. Well done, you stay in it. John, you still have two lives remaining. Crack on.
The captain for Scotland that day, Barry Ferguson.
Barry Ferguson, well done, the last one. So that is the Scotland team done. Douglas, Daly, McNamara, Naismith, Presley, Wilkie, Ferguson, Fletcher, Dickov, McCann, McFadden. So eight Dutch players to go. When you go, Barry?
That's a bit of a guess. Edwin van der Sar.
Correct. Over to you, John.
Patrick Kluivert.
Correct.
I'm all out of Dutch players, I don't mind admitting.
Of the players left, there are... Yeah, these are big names.
Quite big, because a couple of them were Rangers at the time. I don't think Arthur Newman played. I don't think Fernando Rixon played either.
Are these guesses, or are you talking out, thinking out loud?
I'm just kind of thinking out loud. I'll go with Rixon because I've got no other option.
Well, you've lost your final life, so John takes the 2 points. You could have said, John, do you want to fill it in for me, really? You could have said,
I'll try my best. Yap, Stam's one.
Yep, Stam, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Edgar Davids played in this game.
Davids, yep.
Mark Overmars played in this game.
Yep. You've got two more.
Did Van Bronckhorst play in this game?
He did, so one more. Yeah, one more. And he was the Dutch captain.
Oh, he was Dutch captain.
The Scotland captain left until last. Now the Dutch captain left until last.
Oh, Frank de Boer.
Frank de Boer, well done. Full house, John. Superb. So on the bench for Scotland that day was...
I knew there was a Rangers player involved.
Yeah. The on the bench that day for Scotland were Johnny Gould, Graham Alexander, Stephen Caldwell, Don Hutchison, Stephen Pearson, Stevie Crawford and Kenny Miller. The Dutch team was Van der Sar, Frank de Boer, André Uyer, Jaap Stam, Philip Cocu, Edgar Davids, Mark Overmars, Giovanni van Bronckhorst, Andy van der Meyde, Patrick Kluivert and Ruud van Nistelrooy. On the bench, Ronald Vaturus, another blast from the past, Michael Reisiger, Clarence Seedorf, Rafael van der Vaart, Bolo Zenden, Roy Mackay and Pierre van Hooijdonk. What a squad. What a squad. So John takes the 2 points and goes into a 10-7 lead ahead of round four.
We know, have had trouble in the Faroe Islands on the last two occasions that they played them, but they are better now. This is what happened when they met this time around. Match commentators, former Scotland winger David Provin and Bill Leslie. No promos, can't be asked. That's it. See ya. Come on. Yeah, see ya. Daft little ground, silly game. Fuck off.
Guys, this is still a tight game and the last round lends itself to a turn of events should there be a slight disparity in the score lines. But first of all, round four is to do with Scotland goal scorers in a select era. Okay, so you'll both, separately, you'll take it in turns, be asked who scored the solitary goal for Scotland in match X. And then your second question will be who scored Scotland's two goals in match X. And then your third question will be who scored Scotland's three goals in match X. So one, two, three. And we'll start with Barry this time. So these are games that were played between January 1st, 2000 and December 31st, 2002. So a 3-year stretch for the national team. Now, you both said at the start that your memories were letting you down slightly, so good luck here. But you're both ardent Scotland fans, so I'm sure that somewhere in the back of your mind, you'll have the images of these goals, all right? So, and a point for the correct answer, I should clarify. To get the point, you need to get all the required goal scorers. It's not point per goal scorer, it's a point per completed question. So, Latvia 0, Scotland 1 in Riga, in September 2000, in a World Cup qualifier.
Neil McCann.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well done. John, the deficit has been reduced slightly. Barry can catch you in this round if you don't stay on top of
it. Oh, I'm not complacent here. Yeah. Still a long way to go, Andy.
So, Poland 1, Scotland 1 in Bydgoszcz on 25th of April 2001 in a friendly.
See, this is why he can catch me, because I'm getting questions like this now.
Poland 1, Scotland 1 in Bydgoszcz. April 2001 in a friendly.
Yeah, because this was the friendly where everyone had the cold off. And
Barry's nodding. I should clarify as well, there's no stealing in this round. So, John, if you don't get this, it doesn't go to Barry.
Okay. Oh, dear.
And again, I'll just have to show a bit of gamesmanship with the time, so I wouldn't put a restriction on you, but when it's time, I'll know.
Aye, no pressure.
I think the clock's ticking now.
Stevie Crawford?
No, the answer is Scott Booth. Okay, so Barry, you're off to a good start here. Faroe Islands 2, Scotland 2 in Toftir, September 2002 in a qualifier for Euro 2004. Who scored Scotland's two goals?
Paul Lambert and Barry Ferguson.
Mincemeat made of that one. Pressure's on now, Johnny. I kind of get that wry smile up there at the top of my screen.
I just wonder what you're giving me here after that. That was such an easy one for Barry.
Bear in mind that I had to, in the time frame, I had to find games where Scotland scored the exact amount of goals to match question one, question two, and question three. So, your second question, John. Iceland 0, Scotland 2 in Reykjavik, October 2002, in a qualifier for Euro 2004.
Christian Daly, Gary Naismith.
Yeah, there he is. There he is. Well done. Right. Barry, Scotland 3, Canada 1 at Easter Road in October 2002 in a friendly.
Stephen Thompson got two of them. Obviously not.
I'm not trying to give anything away with my expression. I'm thinking I should have clarified something before the start of this round, so I'll do it now because it hasn't impacted any questions so far, but it might. Well, it will impact the final two questions. Okay, so if a player has scored a double, I will notify you. And yes, in this game, a player scored a double. Scotland 3, Canada 1, Easter Road, October 2002, in a friendly.
Yes.
If you get the double the wrong way around, then it's I'm going to have to accept it as wrong.
You're not making me question myself here. Stevie Thompson got two and Stevie Crawford got one, or it's the other way about.
Well, you'll have to nail one of them in.
I can't for the life of me remember what way around it is.
Okay, take a shot in the dark then, because I'll need to either award or dismiss.
Right, I'm go Crawford two and Thompson one.
That's the one, Crawford two, Thompson one.
I got let off the hook there, I don't mind admitting.
There'll be a hashtag justice for John going around Twitter after this, I think. So John, that was the only game in that time frame that Scotland scored exactly three goals. So for you, and a player, it works out quite well because there's three goal scorers in this one. But the score was Scotland 4, San Marino 0 at Hampden Park in March 2001. Three goal scorers.
Yeah, the player who scored a double, because it was his last game, Colin Hendry.
Yep.
I don't know why it was his last game. Billy Dodds.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin Cameron.
Hey, there we go. Excellent. So, guys, this is tight heading into the final round. I suppose if we're going to adapt the question of sport style, it would be the home and away round. You've each picked a specialist subject. The score currently is 12-10 to John. John, your specialist subject, quite unsurprisingly, is Scotland at Euro 92. You've written a fucking book on the topic, so I've tried to keep that in mind here with these questions. I've not been disproportionate with the difficulty, but I do know how well versed you are in the subject. Now, Barry, you have picked Old Firm players in a Scotland shirt. What was behind that selection?
I don't really have a specialist subject in this kind of area, Andy, to be honest. So it was just kind of what I think I might know the most about. So I'm not confident overhauling this 2-point deficit, I've got to be honest.
It's not because you're a closet Celtic or Rangers fan, though.
No, it's absolutely not. I'd find it a bit easier.
So the beauty of this round is, though, so for example, John, if I asked you, I'll pick something completely non-relatable. If I asked you, what is the name of the McDonald's fast food mascot, and you said, I don't know, it would go to Barry, who, if he then says Ronald McDonald, will get 2 points because he's answered your question. So you get 1 point for answering your own question. If you fail to get it, it will go to the away team. And if they get it correct, 2 points, right? So it is your turn to go first, John, I believe. There might be a few here where you might need 30 seconds to a minute or so to write a list. So if you want to make a list on your phone, or even better, if you have pen and paper, then feel free to grab some, because you might need to take note of what I'm saying for a couple of questions. So if you have that nearby, obviously, Safari app is barred. None of that. Okay.
So I've got an old-fashioned pen and paper. Keep my phone away. Be professional.
John, we'll start with you. Euro 92 for 1 point. What was the score and who were the opposition in Scotland's final warm-up game before the tournament?
Final warm-up game before the tournament was Norway 0, Scotland 0 in Oslo.
That is a correct answer. I've tried to build the difficulty of the questions as the round goes on. We'll see if it plays out like that, okay? Barry, your specialist subject is Old Firm players in a Scotland shirt. Who is the most recent player to score in a Scotland shirt while a Celtic or Rangers player?
I'm thinking you're going to give me older questions now. The most recent.
I'll give you just a wee bit of time to try and count a wee bit here. Who's the most recent Old Firm player to score for Scotland is essentially the question.
I think the last few Scotland games, Cal McGregor.
What game would you think that is?
Good question.
So it's wrong. So, John, you have a short time frame to nip in here for 2 points.
It was Anthony Ralston against Albania. No, Armenia.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll accept. That's a
you wanted
big steal.
The name of the opposition to be better.
Yeah. The name is fine. 2 points. That could be important. So you have now stretched into a 15-10 lead, John, after one question each in the fifth round. Right. John, I had to double check this. So if I am barking up the wrong tree here, feel free to put me in my place. There were only 5 England-based players in the Euro 92 squad. Who were they?
Brian McClair, Pat Nevin, Kevin Gallagher.
Yes.
Gordon Jury from Tottenham.
4 of 5.
And the last one. See, I remember the players in order because it was in order of caps, you know.
You need all 5 for the point here. And by the way, I should have also clarified, if you don't get this within...
Gary McAllister.
Gary McAllister. I was going to say, if you didn't get Gary McAllister there, all Barry would need to do to steal the points is to complete the list and say Gary McAllister. But you got there and you take the home point. Another one for Bleasdale, who sails into a 16-10 lead. Barry, roll your sleeves up, because this is a doozy. How many, and this is what I mean about the list, if you want to whip out your notes app or a bit of pen and paper, I'll give you a wee bit of time here. How many Old Firm players were in the France 98 squad? Feel free to take a minute or so with that one.
Right, so
obviously there will be working to get the number by thinking of the players, but you don't need to list them all to get the point. You just need to give me the number. John, are you coiled here?
I have a feeling I know it.
There is a furrowed brow at the bottom of my laptop screen for those listening that want a visual on this, and it belongs to Barry Anderson as he completes or tries to complete the mental gymnastics here.
5, not particularly confidently.
5 is the wrong answer, so John has the opportunity to steal 2 points here should he get the correct number. How many Old Firm players were in the France 98 squad?
I'm pretty sure that it's 9.
It is 9. That is impressive, John. Well done. A bit disproportionate, mind you. 8 Celtic players and only 1 Rangers player. The 1 Rangers player was Gordon Jury. The Celtic players were McNamara, Boyd, McKinley, Burley, Jackson, Donnelly, Lambert and Gould. So this is getting away from you, Barry. Yeah. Right, back to Euro 92. John's home question. Brian McClair scored his first goal for Scotland against CIS on cap number
26.
Open goal. I thought that would be a bit harder, John. Sorry, Barry, I feel like I'm really doing you in here.
Well, I'm doing enough of a job of doing that.
Okay, so that's the scores currently. John is on 19-10. My mental maths and arithmetic is quite slow, so I'm not sure if the game is over yet, but we'll carry on. If you steal this from Barry, John, then I'm pretty sure that's it done. Barry, which of these former Old Firm players has scored the most goals in a Scotland shirt? Davy Cooper, Paul McStay or Billy Dodds?
Billy Dodds.
It's wrong. John, what do you reckon?
It's got to be Paul McStay because Davy Cooper didn't have as many caps.
Paul McStay scored the most on 9. Billy Dodds scored 7.
Scored 9 goals for Scotland.
And Billy Dodds scored 7. and Cooper scored 6. So 2 points for John, really, who is on the final straight. Now, we'll carry on. A couple of fun questions still to go. Home question for you, John. Who wore the number 8 for Scotland that you were meant to?
Well, I should know this because he was at my boot launch and I interviewed him for SFF podcast. It's Slim Dave McPherson.
It is Dave McPherson. I didn't know what a tricky number would have been there. I thought maybe if we went really high and said Derek White or something, that would be taking the piss a wee bit. So I tried something that I thought was fair, but you really breezed that. So
you should have went with that, Andy, and made it harder for me to take it, and I'd have got it.
do you think you know most of them off by heart, the squad numbers?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you did write a book.
I hope so. I wrote it in my book.
Yeah. Okay, next one for you, Barry. A wee bit of pride needs salvaged here in this last round. There's a blank in round 5 next to your name that I'd like to remedy. So, Chris Boyd, Kenny Miller, Gary Caldwell, Barry Ferguson, Lee McCulloch, Craig Beattie, and which two other Old Firm players scored in the Euro 2008 qualifiers? Chris Boyd, Kenny Miller, Gary Caldwell, Barry Ferguson, Lee McCulloch, Craig Beattie, and which two other Old Firm players scored in the Euro 2008 qualifiers?
Euro 2008.
I was really surprised with the percentage of goals in that qualifying campaign that were scored by Celtic and Rangers players. There was a real stronghold under Walter Smith and McLeish.
Is one of them David Weir?
No, but you still have to say another name before I pass it over to John. Or if you can pass as well if you want.
No, it's all right. Just pass it. It doesn't matter.
Pass. John.
Sean Maloney's one.
Free kick against the Faroes, correct?
Yeah. The only one I can think of did eventually play for Rangers, but he didn't at the time when they scored his goal. Was it Christian Daly?
No, he was still at West Ham at that point. Yeah. The answer you're missing is scorer of the second against Lithuania, Stephen McManus.
Of course. With I was thinking knee, a Rangers player for some reason.
With his knee pretty much on the line, cross delivered by Sean Maloney. So no points taken there. And question 4 for Barry's home round. Final one for you, John. When I wrote this, I thought this might be quite a hard question for you, but the mockery you've made of this round so far, I'm pretty sure it'll just take just a second. So, what was the name of the higher education facility Scotland trained at in Chicago before the tournament?
That I did not name, but I did watch the Andy Roxburgh documentary.
It was Benedictine University in Illinois, in Chicago.
You should pass that to Barry for the 2 points.
I was going to say that as well.
Yeah, you know, Barry, fuck it, I'll give you 2 points. It just because the game is not as competitive anymore, I think I just had a slip of the mind there. So sorry, Barry. But the answer is Benedictine University in Chicago, Illinois. Barry, this is quite a tough one, I suppose. How many of Kenny Miller's 69 Scotland caps were gained while a Rangers player? And I will accept 3 either side for the point.
As a Rangers player?
Ooh. 3 either side of the correct answer will get you the point.
43.
Wrong. Do you know, John?
I know he only had one in his first spell, and then obviously moved to Rangers in 2008. So I'm going to go 25.
No, the correct answer allegedly is 15.
15?
I'm stunned by that.
I was also. So neither of you get the point, so that doesn't matter really in the long run, but if anyone wants to pull me up on that, that's listening, feel free. And because I also couldn't quite believe that the answer was 15, but apparently so. If anyone thinks that that's not right, please do send a message. Well, let me just tally up the final round here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The scores finish, thanks to the final round, really. It was close until the final round, and then the author of a book on his specialist subject powered through. Did pick up a couple of away points as well there, John. Well done. But you are through to the semis. Final score of 22-10. Barry, the old firm players in a Scotland shirt didn't really work out.
No, you're absolutely right. I think I need to think a lot harder about my specialist subject.
I think he did you like a kipper there.
No, you're a worthy winner. Your answers were spot on pretty much every round, so I've got no complaints whatsoever.
But that's that specialist subject done for you now, John. So the semis, you'll have to think of something else.
Old firm players in the Scotland shirt.
No, thanks for playing, guys. Appreciate the time and a bit of a laugh, John. Well done. You're in the semi-final. No idea who it will be against because all the quarters have still got to be played. The next one, I think, is Alan Risk of Air Force One against Graham Brown of Hamblers. That will be next week's one. But well done. You're the first to progress. Barry, commiserations, mate.
Well done, John. Congratulations. Hope you go all
thanks,
the way.
Thanks, Barry. Thank you very much. I'd like to get
less embarrassing if it does.
Thanks, guys. Sports Social Podcast Network.